Jeremy Bradley here back on the red carpet at the Voice finale. Team Adam, Tony's here. How are you?
I'm good.
What a crazy night. I mean, it was a two-hour show. It seemed like it was 5 hours, but in such a good way.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun because there was just so much music, so many performances, so many cool things. Really a nice showcase for each of us. Mm-hmm. And just such a great ending to an incredible experience.
Can you even pick one highlight of the night? I mean, there was the duets, there was... What? To put me there, you were on the stage. What was that like?
Doing Yesterday with Adam, mm-hmm. you know, was the highlight of my career so far. Not just my time on The Voice, but sitting down to play a Beatles song with Adam Levine, mm-hmm. you know, like... Those are dreamlike proportions, man. It was really awesome.
So you've been pinching yourself is what you're saying?
Little bit, man. Yeah, I just keep these little reality checks that I subject myself to make sure this is all really happening.
Now, one thing we know about competitions like this is the schedule is crazy. And if it's not something you're used to, you know, endless hours of rehearsing and, you know, camera blocking and rehearsals and everything, how do you deal with it? I mean, somebody who's going to try out next season, what would you suggest to them?
Do some conditioning. Get in the gym and really, you know, develop some core muscles, and because it's definitely, yeah, it's a grind. It really is. You got to stay healthy. You got to stay totally ready and capable to have compromised nights of sleep, because it just the schedule gets really, almost insurmountable at times, it seems. But yeah, man, you know, you just got to take care of your instrument. You got to take care of yourself and stay positive, you know, because mm-hmm. it's very easy for a lot of this work to kind of get you down and get you out of your headspace or get you, you know.
Well, let's talk about those outside forces then. I mean, you've got sometimes critical comments from the coaches, as we've seen. I think, you know, my phone died earlier because of all of the comments. People are wanting me to ask you about Christina Aguilera and everything that's going on. So I'm not even going to ask you. Tell me, what do you think of the whole thing?
It's been really, you know, it's been like a big question mark. It's gone through the whole season now. And, part of me feels bad that it's sort of been like this sad, dark cloud that's hung over the contest, you know. And in terms of the media, and it's been like the runaway train story. And I don't necessarily think that's been terribly fair to the rest of the other contestants, you know. So I certainly apologize for, you know, my role in that. But at the same time, it's clearly been a bit of a blessing on my end. You know, mm-hmm. she was very candid weeks ago and caused us to steer into a different direction altogether. And we've just been having more and more fun and I think success with the formula.
So BFFs after the show then, or
I don't know about BFFs, but definitely, you know, it's Mutual Admiration Society. That's for sure. You know, and I definitely see us connecting and staying connected and. Hopefully collaborating. You know, we joked after the session. We recorded yesterday for iTunes, and we both were just like, yeah, it was just a gush fest. Like, we're both really into the whole thing. And I won't be surprised to see, you know, more work together in the future.
Now, we have to get back to the music, but if you can sum up this entire experience in one word, give it to me.
At which phase? No, because right now, the word is surreal. Mm-hmm. You know? And I guess it's kind of been that way from the get-go, but this is a bizarro thing to endure and see through to the end.
No, life will never be the same, and we wish you luck, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here on the red carpet.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah.